All right, let's dive in. Ready to level up?
Always ready.
Today, we're all about self-improvement. We're going deep.
Deep, deep.
Into a life hack article. It's called, get this, 42 Practical Ways to Start Working on Self-Improvement.
42 ways, huh? That's a lot.
It is. But this isn't just some, you know, fluffy feel-good stuff.
Yeah,
it's packed, and I mean packed, with actionable advice.
I like that. Actionable.
Me too.
Yeah.
You know, what strikes me is how the article just dives right in. No sugarcoating.
Nope.
It basically says, straight up, there's always room for improvement.
You know, it's funny because that's so true. We humans, we get so stuck.
We do.
In our routines, our habits. It's like we hit autopilot.
Autopilot, exactly. And with 42 tips, where do we even begin?
Well, the article, it starts strong with habits.
Makes sense.
Yeah, right? I mean, think about it. Habits, from like a brain perspective, they're basically well-worn paths.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, the more you repeat something, anything, the deeper that path in your brain gets.
So we're talking about rewiring our brains.
Yeah, for success.
I love that. But rewiring, that can't be easy. Breaking those old patterns, I mean.
It's not, but that's where the article's emphasis on things like 30-day challenges, it really comes in.
Oh, what?
Think of your brain like a muscle, you know? The more you work it, your new way, the stronger those new pathways get. It's called neuroplasticity.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain's ability to actually literally change its structure.
Wait, hold on. So you're saying just by doing things differently, I can like reshape my brain? That's wild.
It is. And it's not just about those little daily habits either. The article, it wants us to think bigger.
Okay. Big.
It encourages us to set, get this, BHAGs.
BHAGs. What's a BH?
Big, hairy, audacious goals.
BHAGs. All right, I'll be honest. BHAGs sound a bit intimidating.
Yeah.
Why not just stick with a good old to-do list? Keep it simple.
Because.
Yeah.
There's something about aiming for a goal that seems, I don't know, almost impossible. It lights a fire. A challenging goal, it releases, like, more dopamine.
Dopamine, the feel-good chemical.
Exactly. Mm. And it gives you a greater sense of purpose. You know, it's like leveling up in a video game.
I see. So not just checking things off a list, but reaching for something bigger, something exciting. That makes sense. But, okay, hold on. With so many areas to improve, how do we even know where to start?
That's where the article gets really smart. It talks about finding your blind spots.
Blind spots.
Yeah. The things about yourself maybe you're not fully aware of, but could be holding you back.
Holding you back. So how do you find those blind spots?
Well, the article suggests this neat trick. Pay attention to what triggers you.
Triggers. Like, makes me mad.
Exactly. Negative emotions. What annoys you consistently throughout the day? There might be a deeper reason why, you know.
Yeah.
It could be pointing to a blind spot.
Okay, so let's say if I'm always getting frustrated in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a sign I need to work on my patience.
Exactly. Turning those everyday annoyances into opportunities for growth.
Pretty cool.
And, you know, speaking of gaining new perspectives, the article, it suggests getting feedback from others. Sometimes you just need someone else to point out, you know, those moments.
It's like when you've got spinach in your teeth.
Exactly. Metaphorically speaking, of course. But yeah, those things you might not see yourself.
I get it. So it's about getting feedback. But okay, hold on. This next tip, it kind of threw me. Learning from people who dislike you. That sounds a little, tough. I mean, isn't self-improvement about like good vibes, positive people?
It is.
Yeah.
But see, the article, it argues that those who dislike us, they can actually offer valuable insights.
Really?
Yeah. They might see things, behaviors, patterns that we just don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we're too close.
Okay, because we're too close.
It's like they're holding up a mirror.
Even if it's not like the most flattering mirror.
Exactly.
So instead of getting defensive, we can try to see their criticism as a way to learn about ourselves.
You got it. Growth, real growth, it often comes from those unexpected places.
It's like stepping outside that comfort zone.
Yeah. And considering those different perspectives, even the uncomfortable ones.
I'm telling you, this is really making me rethink how I approach this whole self-improvement thing. It's not just affirmations and good habits.
No, it's deeper.
It's digging deep.
Yeah, challenging yourself.
To grow in these unexpected ways.
Exactly. Embracing the journey. The ups, the downs, the unexpected detours.
Speaking of which, the article, it actually has some cool tips, like how to navigate all those twists and turns.
It does.
Let's hear them. What are some of the specific things it suggests we actually do?
Well, one that really grabbed my attention was was this: writing a letter.
A letter. To who?
To your future self.
Ooh, like a time capsule.
Yeah. But it's more than just reflecting. Yeah.
Oh.
By writing to your future self, you're setting intentions. You're visualizing where you want to be. You're even holding yourself accountable. Imagine opening that letter, like a year from now, seeing how much you've grown.
That's a really cool way to stay motivated, focused on those goals. But, you know, speaking of motivation, isn't it easy to get discouraged when you're trying to improve?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why the article, it stresses this idea of celebrating.
Celebrating, like a party.
Kind of, celebrating your wins no matter how small.
Oh, okay.
It's about recognizing that progress, giving yourself credit for the effort, you know?
So instead of focusing on how far you still have to go, you take a moment to appreciate how far you've come.
You got it. And you know what? Celebrating those wins, it triggers that dopamine release again, reinforcing those good behaviors, making you more likely to stick with it.
Like a mental high five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got habits, goals, blind spots, celebrating those wins. What else does this article have up its sleeve?
Well, one thing that kind of caught me off guard was the focus on language.
Language?
Yeah, learning a new language.
Huh. You know, at first glance, that doesn't seem like directly connected to self-improvement.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the article, it makes a really strong case.
Okay, I'm listening. But I mean, language learning, it's hard. What if someone just feels totally overwhelmed?
It can be tough, definitely. But oh, the rewards. Incredible. I've actually been learning Spanish myself, and it's been amazing. Beyond the practical side, you know, being able to communicate.
Yeah, yeah.
It opens up a whole new world, new culture, new perspectives. It challenges your brain in these unique ways. It can even boost like your cognitive function.
So it's like unlocking a secret level in your brain. I like that.
Uh-huh. You could say that. And, you know, it actually ties into another point the article makes about creating an environment.
Environment, like my house.
Yeah. Creating an inspirational environment for yourself.
Oh, okay. I am all about creating a space that feels, you know, good, calming, but also motivating.
Exactly. But how does that connect to self-improvement?
I was just going to ask that.
Well, think about it. Your environment, it can either support you or it can sabotage you.
Support or sabotage.
If you're constantly surrounded by clutter, distractions, negativity, it's going to be so much harder.
Harder to focus.
The focus on your personal growth.
So it's about being mindful of the messages you're sending yourself through your surroundings.
Exactly. And you know what? It connects back to that tip about messaging apps.
Oh, yeah.
Reducing your time on them. All those notifications, the pressure to stay connected.
It's exhausting.
It is. It drains your mental energy. The article suggests setting boundaries, creating spaces where you can unplug. Recharge.
You know, I'm definitely guilty of spending way too much time scrolling through social media. It's such a time suck.
It is. And all that time, it could be spent on activities that actually nourish you.
Oh, okay.
Reading.
Yeah.
Spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, or maybe pursuing a creative hobby.
Good point. A reminder to be more intentional with my time. Okay, so we've covered a lot here. Habits, goals, blind spots, environment, technology. It's amazing how all these different things, they all connect when it comes to self-improvement.
Right. It's like weaving a tapestry.
I love that. Each thread contributes to the overall beauty, the complexity of the design.
Beautiful.
So what other gems can we unearth from this treasure trove of self-improvement wisdom?
Well, you know, one thing that really struck me going through this list was this idea, self-improvement. It's not like a quick fix.
No, it's a journey.
Exactly. It's about those small, consistent actions. The ones that add up over time.
Small but consistent. It's like building momentum.
Yes. And the article even talks about starting a life handbook.
A life handbook? What is that?
It's basically like a personal guidebook.
Oh, okay.
Filled with your values, your goals, your aspirations.
So like my own personal blueprint.
Yeah. For a life well lived.
I like that, a blueprint. But a whole handbook, that sounds intense.
It doesn't have to be like a novel or anything.
Okay.
Even just jotting down a few key things, you know, what matters most to you? What do you want to achieve? How do you want to show up in the world? It can be incredibly clarifying.
So less about like the volume of it and more about about really clarifying those things.
Exactly. It's like a compass.
Oh, a compass. I like that.
To help you, you know, stay on track. And Speaking of staying on track, you know, the article also reminds us to be patient.
Patient.
With ourselves.
Oh, with ourselves.
Yeah. Self-improvement, it's a journey, not a destination.
Right. It's not a race.
And there will be setbacks, challenges, moments where you might feel like giving up.
Oh, for sure.
It's easy to get discouraged when you don't see results immediately.
You don't see those instant results.
But remember, even small steps forward, they're still progress.
They are.
And the article, it encourages us to celebrate those wins, no matter how small.
Celebrate those wins.
And to keep focusing on the bigger picture.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that saying, Rome wasn't built in a day.
It wasn't.
A remarkable life. It takes time. It takes effort.
It does.
And this brings us back to the article's powerful call to action. It asks, what will you start doing today to level up your life?
You know, this whole deep dive, it's been so inspiring. But 42 tips.
A lot.
It's a lot. I mean, where do you even begin? It can feel a little overwhelming, you know.
It can. Here's a thought, though. Instead of trying to tackle everything at once, what's one small step, just one, that you can commit to this week? Something that really speaks to you, something that excites you.
It could be. It could be anything, right?
Yeah.
It could be writing that letter to your future self.
Right.
It could be spending 5 minutes, just 5 minutes a day meditating. Or maybe it's finally downloading that language learning app,
mm-hmm.
or clearing out that cluttered corner of your room. Anything.
The key is to choose something actionable.
Actionable, okay.
And make that commitment.
To myself.
Write it down, tell a friend, set a reminder, whatever it takes to hold yourself accountable.
Because even the smallest action, when you do it consistently, it can create like a ripple effect.
Yeah, of positive change.
Positive change.
Absolutely. And remember, the potential for growth, it's limitless. You have the power within you to create the life you desire.
That's a powerful thought. So to everyone listening, what's that one small step? What are you going to take?
Embrace the challenge. Start today and never stop learning, growing, becoming the extraordinary individual you were meant to be.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into self-improvement. We hope you leave feeling inspired and empowered to level up your life one step at a time.
Hi, I'm Dick Matthews. That's Matthews with one T, spelled Matthews. Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to explore more, I've got 3 websites I'd love for you to visit. DickMatthews.com, that's DickMatthews.com, where you'll find my books and audio projects. GetOffTheWagon.com, all one word, for self-improvement ideas, tools, and tips. And AdroitStore.com, that's AdroitStore.com. for my latest digital products. I appreciate you listening, and I hope to connect with you again soon.